Wookie Kleverkamp here. It is time once again for Bracketology. This week's edition coming on a Friday instead of a Wednesday because, well, we were all busy on Wednesday with a lot of other stuff going on. And, well, it's the day after the region tournaments, day before the state qualifiers. Wookie Kleverkamp, BJ, how are we doing?
We are doing good, man. I mean, it has been quite the week, and now the real fun starts because not only is it state qualifiers, like you mentioned, but good luck traveling this weekend.
Yeah, and I've been watching the weather, and for the most part, what we're looking like, and I've been looking at the Fargo weather. If Fargo weather is what you really want to watch, because everything outside of Fargo, like anything west of Fargo tonight, you're looking at temperature or the stuff hitting late tonight, early tomorrow morning, like at 3 o'clock all the way till probably like 7. But after that, in Fargo, everything should be cleared up by 10.
Yeah, that's great, except for the fact that there's going to be like half an inch of solid ice on the road.
That's the problem that we're looking at right now, but hopefully they can get the plows out there tonight and also just salt the roads beyond all belief before the ice actually, you know, freezes, because otherwise a lot of people are in a lot of trouble, and that's class AA as well going to be in a lot of trouble tomorrow too.
That's a good point, although I would imagine most of those teams are already in Fargo, so yeah, they don't really have to travel.
They don't, but they probably want to get out of town.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Probably, yeah. All those Western teams want to get out of town. But I digress. That tournament going on right now, we don't really care about that, nor do we care about Maple Grove beating Lakeville North last night for girls basketball in Minnesota basketball either. We don't care about that either. I care about that, but no one else does.
Valid.
Yeah, yeah. What I do really care about, though, Region 1 boys basketball tournament wrapped up yesterday, same with Region 2, and Lamar beating Medina Pinger Buchanan. Mason Warkin drilling that final three-pointer with 7/10 of a second left on the clock to put Lamar up over the Thunder, 43-40 final.
So this kid is the quarterback of the football team. Mm-hmm. He's their catcher on the baseball team.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, by the way, he can ball a little bit. I mean, this kid is Mason's never going to forget that shot. I mean, he saved their season, because after a very good start for Lamar, it was a drag.
Yeah.
And MPB, to their credit, I don't think anyone expected them to do as well as they did in this postseason. MPB got it to where it was tied, and then Mason just, the shot that this month is made for, right? Those are the kind of shots that can only happen in the month of March.
43-40 final. Mason Warkin drilling that final three-pointer from the far corner. I mean, that place erupted after that. Right behind me just erupted. Vance, Roger Potts were behind me as well. They were hoopering and hollering, and it was a good one. It was a very good one. The second one, not nearly as good. Hankinson beats Oaks 58-45. My Oaks Tornadoes falling by 13. They just were never able to get back to within under 6.
The fact of the matter is, it's hard, and this is a big reason why I thought at the college level, the UJ men would eventually beat Dickinson State. It is hard to beat the same team over and over and over again. It just is. Credit to Hankinson. Rayshon Earl with more than half their points. He had 30. That's the kind of thing that Rayshon can do. And that's the kind of thing that when they get a 6 seed next week or a 7 seed, whatever, and you are a favorite against them, you had better take care of Rayshon Earl or you're going to get beat.
Yeah, you got to shut down Earl. Oaks switched off Schmidt for Titus to put on Earl, and it just didn't work. And Titus played the best that he could, Chris did, but Roddick just played him better all night.
And that's a huge thing right there, what Ricky just said. The fact of the matter is that Rayshon is the type of player where you can put your best guy on him defensively, your best guy, and he will still make them look goofy.
Yeah.
I mean, he is that good. And by the way, he's just a junior, so he's got another year to go. Hankinson's dangerous at the state tournament, Ricky. I just think they're awfully dangerous.
They are. The last time they made it was 07, so none of these kids were on the team at the time, obviously.
None of them were alive.
Yeah, they
think
were.
Think about that.
Yeah, they were. 07, that was how many years ago? 18?
18
oh, crap,
years.
BJ, we're old.
We are old, man.
My
that
God,
was my,
we're curmudgeon-y.
That was my junior year of high school.
Oh, gosh. I'd have been 9 years old when they made it to state.
Youthful ignorance.
Oh,
right
yeah.
There.
Yeah, youthful ignorance. We'll go with that. But, yeah, Hankinson wins top 10 team, making it to state there, beating Oaks. Oaks has to play again in the shack. And we go now to Region 2, which is where you were. And the third place game, Midway Minto demolished Warwick over the course of four quarters, 73-36.
It was 28-3 at the end of the first quarter.
Yeah.
I'm not even joking. I mean, look, Midway Minto, they're the truth. And I know we'll talk about it later, but what a fantastic matchup between Midway Minto and Oaks.
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting matchup there, Oaks versus Midway Minto, 5 o'clock. We'll talk about that in a second here. Because now we got to go to Region 2 championship game. You were calling this game last night for New Rockford Cheyenne. North Border beating the Rockets 55-46. North Border, the top fifth team in the state, according to us in the media. They're off to the state tournament. Did they make it last year?
They did not make it last year. They
no,
did
North
not.
Star
I think they
lost
to EKM, didn't they?
State qualifiers. Yes, 61-57 was the final.
That's right, EKM. And I remember doing that game at the Shack, and I said, North Border is a year ahead of schedule because they didn't have a single senior on the team. This year, they only have a couple seniors on the team. And let me tell you, I am not thoroughly convinced. I am not thoroughly convinced that I did not see the state champion last night.
You're not.
North Border is that good. They jump out 18-4. Now, they went cold in the second half for 8.5 minutes, but that's because their best player got his fourth foul in the third quarter, and without them, they had no flow offensively. But they defend, they get after you, and man, can they hit the three.
North Border's last time to state was 2007, by the way. Same with Hankinson's.
Yeah.
That time at state, they got to the semifinals when they lost a partial. They'd get third in that tournament. They've only made it three times now because they made it in 2001 as well. Where they'd right. actually and, win it all.
And it would not surprise me to see them win the state championship.
Third time to state, time to win it again, maybe, if you're North Border. So that happened in Region 2. Region 3, we might as well mention it. West Hope Newburgh, the number 4 team in the state, beat Velva 62-51. So West Hope Newburgh continuing on with their, well, they won it last year, did they not?
That's right. Yeah, they continue their defense of their state championship, and they'll face, a Region 4 team.
Yeah, and then champions are Redeemers, beat Bishop Bryan in overtime, 66-63. That was a good matchup.
It's a deeper our Redeemers team than it was last year. Remember, they lost their first game of the tournament, then won on that crazy shot by Gus Engelhard that forced overtime against EKM. And then won that game in overtime, went on to win the consolation final. They're deeper than they were last year. They're a serious, serious threat next week.
Yeah, they lost to Sargent County in the fifth place game, 67-65.
Oh, that's right. They did lose to Sargent County. That's right. Yeah.
Poor EKM just couldn't get any luck last year.
None.
At state. None. They couldn't get any luck this year in the districts or regional.
Yeah, they ended up having to play Hankinson. And by the way, played their tail ends off.
Yeah, I was surprised that they didn't end up winning that game, and that would have helped out Oaks a lot. Come on, guys. But I digress. Region 4, that was played at Bismarck St. Mary's. Garrison, a technical upset over Bowman County, 68-51 there.
Well, I thought District 8 was stronger than District 7. But yes, by seeds, this is an upset. And so the Troopers take on Bishop Ryan tomorrow. I don't see that going too well for Garrison.
I don't foresee that going well for Garrison either, but we have seen crazier things happen in these region or these state qualifiers. I mean, Lemoore last year beat New Rockford Cheyenne.
Well, they had Max Musland.
Well, true, but still, I mean, that happened. And then in the Region 4 championship game, number one team in the state, everyone kind of expected this, Wilton Wing beat number 9 Central McLean.
Ricky, this is my favorite fact of the weekend. Are you ready for this fact of the weekend?
Yes.
The last time Wilton or Wing made the state tournament, they faced each other for third.
Are you serious?
That's right.
Wilton, yeah, Wilton took on Wing, Turtle, Pettibone, Robinson. And that was in 2001, and that's the only time Wilton had actually made state.
Yeah, how about that? How about that?
And then Wing has made it several times, actually. The time before that was 78 for Wing.
Not a bad little deal there. So the four state tournament qualifiers that we already know, Hankinson, North Border, Our Redeemers, and Wilton Wing. Can I take it a step further?
Yeah.
Wilton Wing is going to be the number one seed. North Border and Our Redeemers are going to be 2 and 3. I don't think it really matters where you put them.
Wait, this is Our Redeemers' second time ever being at state, isn't it?
Yeah, last year I think was their debut.
Yeah. Gosh, I love three classes. Why didn't we do this earlier?
Yeah. So who would you have 2 and 3 between Our Redeemers and North Border? I would almost lean North Border 2, Our Redeemers 3.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. I think I'd put that North Border. Well, just because North Border only has the one loss.
Yeah.
So I'd go Wilton Wing 1, as they should be. Everybody agrees that Wilton Wing should be 1. North Border is your 3. Our Redeemers, or North Border is your 2. Our Redeemers is your 3.
I like it. And I like it a lot.
Well, then for Hankinson, it all depends on what happens tomorrow. And let's preview these games here real quick. We'll start out west first, and then we'll work our way backwards to our region. Class B state qualifiers, region qualifier number 1 out at the Minot Auditorium will be between Bishop Bryan, the 3 team in the state, taking on Garrison. And I think everybody in the state has Bishop Bryan winning against Garrison.
100% they do, yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't think there's any argument to be made there. I think Garrison, hey, he had fun. He made it that far.
Garrison has to play a perfect basketball game and hope that Bishop Bryan screw it up.
Yeah. So, that's going to be tough there. And then we go to that second one. This one's a little more interesting. I mean, it's not quite as interesting as what's happening out here in the East, but West Hope Newburgh taking on Central McLean. And when's the last time Central McLean has even made it to state?
That's actually a really good question.
I'm looking it up right now.
I'm not certain it's going to happen this weekend either.
Yeah, I do not see a McLean anywhere. What is that? Is that a co-op? That's a co-op, right?
It is, but I don't remember what schools it is.
Me neither. But Central McLean has a co-op. It's never made state.
West Hope Newburgh's going to win this game.
Yeah.
Look, District 6 was far and away the best district in the state.
Yep.
Far and away, no questions asked. They have the number 2, number 3, and number 4 ranked teams, plus Velva. Poor Velva. They had 19 wins. Good team, wrong district. I have West Hope Newburgh and Bishop Bryan to go with Our Redeemers as 3 District 6 teams in the state tournament.
I agree. I think that's kind of what we're looking like. District 6 is well overrepresented in this tournament. They had 4 District 6 teams playing yesterday in Region 3. So
that's right.
Sorry, Garrison. The bells are ringing. It's almost midnight. Clock's about to run out on you. Now, I hope that I want Garrison to win. Same like I want Central McLean to win. Like, I want that to happen, but my heart is telling me yes. My mind is saying, that ain't happening.
So here's the thing, and I would have to look at this, and Ricky, you can look at this with me. From a seed standpoint, Bishop Bryan and West Hope Newburgh should be the 4 and the 5.
You would think so.
But
they are together.
Well, but did they play in the regional tournament? Because if they did not play in the and they did not play in the regional tournament, so they can be put as the 4 and the 5 and play each other.
They can, yes.
That is a rule that I just learned at the Girls State A tournament, that it's not you can't play each other if you're in the same region. It's you can't play each other if you played in the regional tournament.
Yeah. So
you could have Bishop Ryan as the 4, West Hope Newburgh as the 5, and there's your 8:15 p.m. game on Thursday. And what an 8:15 p.m. game that would be.
That would be. And I don't know. Well, let's go out what east first before we fill out the rest of this, because we have Oaks versus Midway Minto as the 5 o'clock game at the Shack. And this game, Oaks can win this one. This is very winnable for both teams. Oaks, I think, has been down on themselves ever since after that first quarter against Lemoore. Lemoore came out in that second quarter, punched him in the nose. After that, this has not been the same Oaks team.
This is both of the games at the Shack, for my money, are toss-up 50-50 games.
Yes.
Midway Minto is long. They will press a little bit, but it's not constant. They really crash the offensive boards hard, and that's where I'm concerned for Oaks. Can they rebound the ball well enough against a very good offensive rebounding team in Midway Minto that rebounds about, for the year, about 39% of their own misses? They get 39% offensive rebounds. That's tough. Can Oaks rebound with them? If the Tornadoes can, then maybe the 30-year drought is done.
Well, and Midway Minto has an even longer drought. They haven't made it since Midway has never made it. Minto made it back in 74.
Whew!
So both teams have a long drought. One's 51 years and one's 30 years.
My goodness. Now, I was alive for the 30, but not for the 51.
I wasn't alive for either of them. So Midway Minto, Oaks, I think Oaks can actually keep up with them with rebounding. Roddick Schmidt is able to rebound. Eddie Garza is able to rebound. I think Oaks is going to run into an offensive problem, and that has been they have gotten a little cold, and they're going to have to get hot against Midway Minto.
You know, look at some of these scores across the state. I think the length of these seasons are starting to catch up with a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Scoring is down in these regional tournaments, and I think it's, look, if you win a state championship going through a qualifier, right? That means you play 27 games. That is a lot on the legs. It really is. And I know coaches try this time of year to do less intense practices, more film study, walkthrough type things. But that is a lot on the legs. And we are seeing scoring way down, especially, like, I look at New Rockford Cheyenne, which we'll get to in a minute. Over 60 points a game in the regular season. In the postseason this week, they scored 47, 46, and 46.
Yeah.
So the Oaks problem, I wonder if it's not so much an Oaks problem, if it's a statewide problem rather than just Oaks.
Yeah. And I mean, Oaks is averaging around 61 points per game. They got that 61 points against Linton on Monday, but after that, 49-46, and yesterday they didn't break 50 either, 58-45. That's the first time a team has put 50 up on Oaks since Fargo Oak Grove did it in the final game of the regular season as their JV team.
Yeah, I mean, you just wonder if the length of these seasons is... Now, don't get me wrong, we love three classes, we love everything about this stuff, but man, that's a lot on the legs.
Starting to push Minnesota levels.
It is, yeah.
And Minnesota has heck of a long season. So, because you go to state, you're playing 31 games almost. Yeah. Over 30 games.
And so. In Texas, if you win a state championship, which, my school will never, I think you play 38 games, which is basically a college basketball season.
Yeah, so.
Now, when I say that, they don't actually play 38 games because they're too cheap to put shot clocks on scoreboards. But that's neither here nor there.
No shot. I remember when Minnesota didn't have the shot clock.
It's just bad basketball when you don't have a shot clock. Well, look,
They sit there in overtime. They don't move the ball.
If I can just vent for like 30 seconds.
Yes.
The number one goal of high school basketball is not to win. The number one goal of high school basketball is to develop skills and talent.
Mm.
How can you develop skills and talent if you're an underdog, you're outmatched, there's no shot clock, and you hold the ball like it's a football for 4.5 minutes? You tell me exactly what skill you're developing by doing that. The shot clock should be universal in the entire United States, whether you like it or not.
Honestly, it should be. I completely agree with you. It makes no sense why some states have it and some states don't.
It's dumb.
It's exceptionally dumb. All right. I also think that it's dumb that we have quarters here for boys basketball.
I'm actually pro quarters, anti halves.
I'm pro halves, anti quarters. But again, that's again my Minnesotan shining through.
Well, that's true. Yeah. I mean, the only in Minnesota, well, in some states and in men's college basketball, we're still doing this halves thing. Yeah. Everyone else has gone to quarters.
Yeah.
Might be time to go to, you know, quarters.
Yeah, who knows? But I like the half. It's just fun. It's just fun. But again, I digress. That's off topic here. So I don't really want to pick a winner because I have no clue. Oaks versus Midway Minto.
You know what?
I don't know.
You know what? Let this be the vote of confidence. Jeremy, go get them. I'm picking the
Region
Tornadoes.
Region 1 Coach of the Year, by the way, Jeremy Skoglund.
I am picking the Tornadoes. They end the drought. They go to the state tournament.
Yeah, I think they can, and I think it's going to require the big three, Roddick, Eddie, and Bo to come together, and they're going to have to put up a ton of points tomorrow against Midway.
I hope what happened Tuesday woke Eddie up.
And I think sometimes it's good to lose a game that, like, punches you in the nose, and that's what happened yesterday. It might be a good loss to get because it's like, hey, you guys just lost. You guys went on a heck of a winning streak, 17 games straight. You guys are still mortal. Now you got to win. Your season's on the line. Go get them.
Yeah, I mean, look, when you're on a long winning streak, you think you can't be touched. It's good to be reminded that, oh, yes, you can.
Yes. So, Oaks versus Midway Minto tomorrow night, 5 o'clock at the Shack. Pregame, 445 KDDR, Thunder 98.3. Now, same stations. We go to the next game at 7 o'clock. New Rockford Cheyenne, the runners-up from Region 2, the team that almost got beat twice in that region tournament by teams that are much less than them, taking on Lemoore Litchfield Marion, a team that, for all intents and purposes, are just playing with whatever they want to play with because they're Lemoore, they have black magic or something because this team comes into the tournament looking absolutely dead on their feet. 4 straight losses. They walk on in. They rattle off 4 quick victories, losing to Oaks by 3, and then they beat Medina Pingree Buchanan by 3. This team, for some reason, Lemoore just will never go away.
So it's black magic against score whenever you want and we'll count it.
I'm surprised New Rockford wasn't taking shots in the quarter break yesterday and trying to get some more points.
So if you guys don't know what I'm talking about, I'm calling the New Rockford North Border game. And at the end of the first half, there's a desperation three that gets taken. It's long. As Bennett Meyer is grabbing the rebound, the light goes on. It hits 000. The buzzer sounds, all that good stuff. He puts it back up. The official signals count it. We're all looking at each other. I'm looking at our buddy Craig Keating like, what? And then the official, and he's sitting right next to me to my left. And the officials then get together, and I say on the air, okay, someone saw that the buzzer sounded. Like, someone saw the light. They come out of talking and count it anyway. Like, and then I sent Ricky the picture. And it's not even close.
It's
like
egregious.
This was not close.
I'm going to use that as the cover picture, I think, for the episode today.
Hey, that's a great idea.
I'm going to use that as a cover picture because that was, wow. It was redder than red. The ball is still very much in his hands, and I think he was, like, barely left the floor at that point.
Yeah. But in terms of this game, honestly, Ricky, I know what the records are.
This is a toss-up.
It's 50. I mean, it's 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
I really, because both teams can really struggle offensively.
Yes.
I mean, think about how great that first quarter was for Lemoore on Thursday. And then in the three quarters after that, they couldn't match one quarter's output.
No.
And New Rockford Cheyenne, they missed so many bunnies last night. Like, they shouldn't even be in this game. It should be North Border, but they missed so many bunnies where they didn't win the game. And I'm sure Tyler Cook would say the same thing. Like, can we please make a layup?
Heck, they shouldn't be in this game at all. It should be probably Langdon or someone.
Well, either that or they should already be at State. But the one thing that concerns me for Lemoore is that New Rockford Cheyenne is all 6'1", 6'2", 6'3".
Mm-hmm.
All of them.
Mm.
So that's the one thing that concerns me. The thing that concerns me for New Rockford Cheyenne is they don't defend the three very well.
And
Lemoore is exceptional at hitting the three. You let Carl Gard hit his first one and see what happens to you.
Yeah, Carl Gard and Kramer are who you're going to be watching tomorrow for Lemoore scoring because, I mean, they had themselves an excellent tournament.
And keep in mind, this is a rematch of last year's 7 p.m. Class B state qualifier at the Shack. I'm getting deja vu.
50-38, Lemoore won that one.
The only thing is, Max Musland ain't walk. Well, he might walk through that door. He ain't stepping on that court.
No.
And so this is a fascinating matchup to me. I lean, just barely lean New Rockford Cheyenne, but it's only because of how big they are across their whole lineup.
I think I'm leaning Lemoore, honestly, just to be a contrarian. I think I'm leaning Lemoore because I think Lemoore just has something about that program that for some reason they will not go away, like, at all. For some reason, for some point, they just go, we're not having a great regular. Again, BJ, they walked on into the region tournament or the District 2 tournament, excuse me, on a 4-game losing streak.
And they just stunk up the joint bad against Oaks. I mean, real bad.
They lost to Maple River or to Linton, Maple River, Oaks, and Lisbon. Back to back to back to back. And since then, they've lost 2 games.
Yep.
Like,
one of them by 3.
Yeah.
And one of them, actually, no, both of them by 3.
By a combined, nope, 1 by 4.
1 by 4, that's right. So they, by a combined 7 points. You're right about this. There is something about the Lemoore program that does not allow them to go quietly into the night.
No, and it's been like this for years for Lemoore. In Region 3 for Lemoore, they were always like, oh, well, yeah, well, 2023 was the first time for a while that Lemoore didn't even make it into the semifinals. Like, it's like this team is just will never go away.
They and never it's a will. Credit to you know, that program. It really is a credit to mm-hmm. that program. And all these kids have grown up together. They've all played together for a long time. They're basically all Thielgises.
Yeah,
whether Thielgises, that's their last name or not. They know a Thielgis. They've played ball with Colby and Gunner. So, you know what? I got to be honest with you, Ricky. I think you have 2 excellent games tomorrow.
I do. I'm going to pick Oaks for the first one, Lemoore for the second one.
I'm going to go Oaks. Come on, Coach Skoglund. I know you can pull this off. Come on.
Come on, Jeremy.
And I will pick New Rockford Cheyenne. But I will say the biggest upset of the day at the Shack will be if Ricky does not get his hands on a soft pretzel. He has got to try the soft pretzels at the Shack because you will not find better ones anywhere.
And I've never been to the Shack, so I'll have to go find those soft pretzels.
Oh, you're gonna love that place. They give you a little meal ticket, and you can go and get whatever you want. I mean, it's
Brent.
They
you better
set
hook
you
me
up,
up.
Good,
Brent. Hook me up. All right, so we got our qualifiers: Oaks, I have Lemoore, you have New Rockford. Then we both have Bishop Bryan and West Hope Newburgh. So taking a look at it, we have Wilton Wing as the one.
Yep.
We have North Border the two, Our Redeemers the three. Where do we go after this?
I would go Bishop Bryan the four and West Hope Newburgh the five.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would go Garrison the six. I think you
not
have
Garrison.
To favor it. No. Not Garrison. Hankinson the six. I think you have to favor a district champion.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be, that would leave Oaks and New Rockford Cheyenne. Or, well, okay, if it's Lemoore, they're going to be the eight.
Yeah.
And Oaks would be the seven. If it's Oaks and New Rockford Cheyenne, I don't know how you separate those two.
I say
they would both have the same record.
I'd say probably throw Oaks on top, honestly. Just because it's me.
You know what?
I'm biased.
They may look at this and say, if Hankinson's the six, we want New Rockford as the seven.
Yeah. So Oaks would have to play Wilton Wing in the first round. See, I'll go Wilton Wing, North Border, Our Redeemers. After that, I'm going to go West Hope Newburgh just because they're the reigning champs and they're back there.
Okay.
I will then throw, I'm going to say Hankinson at the five
because
they are a region champion.
That's reasonable. Yeah.
Hankinson at the five. I'll throw Bishop Bryan, throw them into that six, Oaks seven, New Rockford Cheyenne eight.
And or Lemoore eight.
Or Lemoore eight. Yeah.
Yeah.
New Rockford, Cheyenne, or Lemoore at the eight spot. I think either New Rockford, Cheyenne, or Lemoore is getting that eight spot. And that's why I'm only picking New Rockford, Cheyenne that low if they make it because of how poor of a region tournament they had.
Well, I'm only picking them that low because look at the rest of the stinking tournament. This is going to be spectacular at the Dome next week.
Oh, it's going to be one of the best state tournaments at the Minot State Dome there's ever been. We'll see who's covering that. If Oaks is covering, is there, I'm definitely going to be there. If Oaks is not, we're going to figure out something, what's going on, but
yeah, we'll to get the winner of New Rockford Cheyenne Lemoore on our air.
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity, Class A, I mean, all the favorites, right? I mean,
Class A, first game, you know what? I'm going to say Wahpeton.
You're going to pick Wahpeton over four wins?
I'll pick Wahpeton over four wins just because it will really anger the four wins crowd. Because it will really, and it'll anger those Thompson Tommies too. Because they'll be like, oh my gosh, we have to play up a level at, oh, we can't be in Class B anymore where we could beat up on all the Class B teams. Oh, this is terrible, terrible for basketball. Oh, get over it.
Well, Thompson will beat Central Cass. I'm confident in that.
Well, Northern Cass was supposed to beat Central Cass.
That's right.
So, Central Cass, the team of destiny. They win state, calling it here.
Killdeer beats Turtle Mountain.
Yes.
And Beulah beats Botten.
How is Turtle Mountain still alive?
They were 4-16 in the regular season and got to the regional final.
How are they still here?
I know.
And they only lost to DeLax Burlington by five.
Yeah.
How are they still here? How weak is Region 3?
I have an answer for that.
How?
Carrington would win Region 3.
Oh, gosh.
Carrington would have won Region 3.
Valley City would have probably won Region 3 as well.
I mean, Carrington was a very good basketball team. They were just in the wrong region, and they gave four wins Minnewaukan all they wanted on Monday night. So, yeah, I will say this. In Class A, what are we even doing? Instead of having a state tournament, just let us have a best-of-seven series between Devil's Lake and Kindred.
Yeah, honestly, that's what it's going to come down to. Beulah beats Botno, by the way.
Yeah, easily.
The
only team that could screw that up is Shiloh Christian, and frankly, I don't think that's going to happen.
No, so what are we looking like? So we have Kindred as the one.
Devil's Lake as the two.
Devil's
Shiloh
Lake, the two.
Is the three.
Yep.
Probably Killdeer is the four.
Yep, and then the five will...
DeLax,
because they're just a Region 3 turn. They're the only team when coming out of Region 3 that has a winning record.
Yep. Thompson the six, Wahpeton the seven, Beulah the eight.
Yeah. So,
and the reason why you wouldn't want Well, they wouldn't put Thompson as seven because that was a semifinal, Devils Lake and Thompson. So it would, Thompson would probably jump Wahpeton just because of just the region matchup thing.
Yeah. So honestly, who knows what's going to happen in these state qualifier games tomorrow. I'll be heading on out there tomorrow, probably around 1 o'clock is when I'm going to leave and drive all the way up to Fargo to the shack. Grab a pretzel.
Yes.
And then drive all the way back down after I grab that pretzel. Not even stay for the games, and I will just go back home. But, yeah, should be good ones. KDDR 98.3, both Class B state qualifiers tomorrow. BJ, we'll talk again on Wednesday ahead of the state tournament.
That we will, sir.
You've been listening to Bracketology, the state qualifier edition. And we'll be back next Wednesday.